It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. The West Branch Gallery and Sculpture Park in Stowe is celebrating spring's arrival with the opening of a new wing dedicated to landscape painting. The gallery has been presenting contemporary work by Vermont artists for the past 12 years and is also home to a 3-acre sculpture park. Now the 3,400-square-foot art venue is expanding to include an exhibit called Landscape Traditions, dedicated to traditional representational paintings. The new wing, as well as 2 new solo shows, will be celebrated in an unveiling this Saturday. I paid a visit to the West Branch Gallery to speak with co-owner Terry Swenson. I began by asking why the addition of landscape art is a significant moment in the evolution of the gallery.
You know, it feels really significant to us, and I'm laughing a little bit because it hasn't really been what we've done. Our wall space and our own personal taste has gravitated towards large, contemporary, abstract paintings. But one thing that happened, actually, was very pivotal about this space, and that was we were presenting art ideas to a psychiatric hospital. And so I did a whole lot of research on paintings and the effect of art on clients under stress. And what we found out is people undergoing psychiatric difficulties, if they are presented with any art around them, their serotonin levels went up. But if they were surrounded by serene landscapes, it induced a real significant sense of calm. And this was scientifically regulated, so that opened our eyes to this. And then we found also that a lot of our clients that we've become friends with over the years were really thirsting for some representational work. So we put the call out to artists, and we opened up Landscape Traditions.
So the new landscape wing will be unveiled this Saturday, and that coincides with a couple of solo shows that you're going to be featuring. Can you tell us a little bit about these artists in the solo shows?
Yes. Rebecca Kincaid is an artist who's having a solo show called Local Color, and that's in our main gallery. And it is like standing in a room of exuberant color, energy, joy. Her paintings are about the coming of spring. They're about critters in your backyard, owls and mice and dogs and children skiing, children twirling, children fishing. And
she really captures motion well.
She does. She does. It's very enlightening. And the other artist that we're very excited about is in our upstairs gallery. And this is Tom Cullins. And Tom Cullins' paintings are also intense color and form. And Tom is a retired architect, but it's worth noting that he was accepted into the Harvard Architecture School solely on presenting them with his paintings. So he's been a painter for most of his life.
Terry, you know, the major art houses have seen a decline in auctioned art, but your gallery in Stowe has actually seen growth, both financially and literally in the physical layout. So what is it that you guys are doing right?
Well, I'd love to know, but I have some ideas on that. One is, coming to this in the very beginning as working artists, we feel a real sense of what is it that makes the art worth having year after year after year. So what we recognize is, first and foremost, is artistic content, artistic merit. And after you have that, a real sense of skill, after you have that, is the emotive content of the piece of work. That's, I think, what keeps your interest year after year after year. So we work very, very hard. We have many, many submissions, and we work very hard to find the art that we think will resonate with the clients that we know. On top of that, I think it's just a responsibility to the artist to show their work as well as we possibly can. It's also really important to us to offer the experience of art to the visitor. And we welcome every visitor who comes in. In fact, many people come in and they wonder if there's an entrance fee, and they wonder if we're an art museum. And we're not. We're a gallery, and so we depend on our buyers. But we feel that huge responsibility for the artist, the buyer, the visitor, but also the community. And I think having the large sculpture park outside helps the community, because people come in, they bring their friends, they feel welcome.
Well, as a civilian visitor, I can tell you I love the new landscape wing, and best of luck with it. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Neil.